Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantcoachingclub.com. If you're a restaurant owner, operator, manager, highly motivated employee, or just anyone in the restaurant or bar business, you've absolutely landed in the right place, because today I'm going to share with you the top 7 profit exploding menu engineering tips that you could put into play pretty much immediately into your menu to increase profits. I'm going to show you exactly how to do it right here. So what exactly is menu engineering? We hear this term thrown around a lot. Well, it's the art and science of maximizing profits through design and item placement on a menu. And what does all that mean? Well, it's basically our way of influencing customers to purchase what you want them to purchase. There's no Jedi ninja mind tricks here or anything unethical or that's not above board. But we basically want to influence your diners to order the items that you want them to order, whether it be the easiest to prepare or the highest profit, whatever works best for you. We're going to go over all that here in a second. So I want to share with you an example of the power of menu engineering. Here's a case study. I had a client who came to me the end of the year, a few months ago, and he said, I want to take my wife on vacation, but I can't afford one. Well, to give you an idea, folks, this is not a high-grossing restaurant, as you'll see when we go through these examples. All this client wanted was a little extra money at the end of the year to take his wife on a well-deserved vacation. Let me show you how we not only created enough income to do that, but we blew it out of the water here. Let me show you something. So on this person's old menu, they were doing, on average, $5,718.87 per week, for an average of 709 covers, which is an $8.06 per person or check average. A month later, after we implemented the changes that I'm going to share with you here today, the sales went up to $6,794.52 in a week for 745 covers, which was the average. So that created a $9.12 per person or check average. That's all we're really interested here, and I'm going to show you why. That's a $1.06 increase in check average. Now, with that $1.06 increase, this goes straight to the bottom line. Don't forget, there's no extra labor here. He didn't have to buy any extra food. There was no added expenses other than maybe the $40 or $50 it cost to reprint his menus, but he added $1.06 per customer who walked into his restaurant. Let's look at what this will look like over the course of the year here. On an average of 709 covers, again, I'm using the lower of the two averages here. On an average of 709 covers, that's $751.54 in increased sales per week, which is $39,080.08 over the period of 52 weeks or 1 year. I think it's safe to say that this restaurant owner can take his wife on a very, very nice vacation at the end of the year and still have a lot of money left over. And as you saw going through those examples, this restaurant was only doing $6,000 to $7,000 in sales a week. This is not a high volume restaurant, huge grossing restaurant. Imagine these same statistics in your restaurant. How many covers do you do in your restaurant? How much can a little change make? So let's get right into this. Let me share this with you. So my first tips 1 through 5, these are tips that I say any restaurant owner anywhere can do, because you don't need to know the cost of your menu items. Most restaurant owners don't know the cost of their menu items. I highly suggest that you do, but if you don't, that's okay. We were still able to have a dramatic impact. Actually, this restaurant owner didn't know the cost of his menu items. And so let me share with you. Tip number one is don't put dollar signs anywhere on your menu at all. Tip number two is to hide the price in the text. I'm going to show you a visual example of this in a second. Number three, don't bold the prices. We don't want to draw attention to the prices. We don't want to hide them, but we don't want people to make their first decision based on the price. Step number four is to use a smaller font for numbers. Numbers have a way of looking larger than letters do. So you want to bump your font down 1 or 2 points to make them look more even, more the same. And tip number five, don't use even dollars on your menu. I mean, the 16s or $17, unless you're ultra fine dining. If you're high-end fine dining and you're in that $22, $24, $28, $30, $40, $50 range, then the even numbers I think work better. But I'm gonna explain to you why we don't wanna do that here in a second. So let's take a look. I know this is a little small for you to see, but here's an example of a menu that draws attention right to the price. See all these dashed and dotted lines? They're drawing your attention right to the price. So the first thing you're gonna do is make a decision. Your finger's gonna just scroll down this menu here and see something that you can afford or that you wanna spend. You're gonna go, oh, $9.95, it's the cheapest thing I've seen so far, I'll have those. Rather than reading the description first and making your decision that way. Let me show you a better example of this. When you look over here at this menu, even though we're using even prices, which I don't recommend, and I'll explain to you why in a second, this actually happened to be a perfect mistake. The person who was formatting this menu did bold prices in one section and non-bold prices in the other section, and when I saw it, I thought, wow, what a great example. You actually see it on the same page, but if you notice how this first section with the bold prices, even though they're buried in the text, your eye still goes directly to those prices, and then you come over here to see what it is. Whereas down here, where the price is buried, I find that my eye naturally doesn't find the price right away, and I start reading the description. So I might decide, wow, duck mole and a sour red orange sauce, that sounds great, and then I'll see the price, but I've already decided I want that duck, rather than scanning down and seeing $24 and then seeing $18 and going, you know what, I'll have that. So tip number six, this is a little more advanced, and this is if you know how much your items cost. Position is everything. You want to find the sweet spot. So let's go over this really quickly here. On a one panel menu, the sweet spot is usually a little bit to the right and a little bit higher than center, and then your eye goes up, over, and down. On a two panel menu, same thing. You kind of find yourself over in the right, maybe upper right of the menu, and then it follows this kind of pattern of kind of zigzagging back and forth. And this was done in studies in the 70s and 80s where they actually had some kind of camera behind a menu and they could track, and they would track where people's eyes went on the menu. Then on a three panel menu, this is your prime position or your sweet spot, and it kind of follows the same pattern as the two panel menu. So I just wanted to give you guys a quick one on kind of positioning here. And then tip number seven, again, this would require you to know how much your items cost. Use boxes, borders, bold text, colors, or photos to draw guests' attention to high profit items. So again, here's an example of a menu where not only is this a single panel menu, it's hard to tell because it's a white menu against a white background, but it's a single panel menu. And if you notice, not only did they box the sweet spot right here, which is where your eye goes, but they also boxed it in, which is really drawing your attention. This quite obviously are the items that this restaurant wants to sell more of. These are most likely their highest profit items on the menu. So I know we went through this kind of quickly here. If you need any more answers to questions that you may have, or if you have any questions, please go ahead wherever you're watching this, whether you're watching it on my website at therestaurantboss.com, or you're watching this on YouTube, or someone forwarded to you, wherever you're watching it, there will definitely be a place for you to leave a question or comment below. You will also be able to find my email address at therestaurantboss.com. If you head over to therestaurantboss.com, I have a 7-video series for you that's completely free. You can come over and check that out. If you're watching this on YouTube, just click on this huge red button right here. Yes, actually, click on it. The big red button is an active link that will subscribe you to my YouTube channel so you can get more updates like this every week. I hope you guys enjoyed what you saw here. I know this was a really brief overview of menu engineering. Again, please reach out to me somehow, some way, if you have more questions or if you want to share your menu with me. I'm more than happy to give you a free consultation, take a look at your menu, and see if we can get you results like we did for the gentleman that I showed in that case study earlier today. An extra $40,000 might help your life or your restaurant a little bit. So again, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm with therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantcoachingclub.com. Please reach out to me. Please subscribe, forward this onto Facebook or Twitter or wherever you would love to share this information. I really appreciate you spending the time with me here, and I hope you guys have an absolutely wonderful day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.